This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task, but a responsibility of all citizens and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He added that Census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है, वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे। इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है। आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं।
Lauding the country's nuclear scientists, the Prime Minister said the fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam achieving criticality is a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and apart from generating energy will also produce new fuel for the future. He said India's scientists are strengthening the civil nuclear program and contributing significantly to nation building. Mr. Modi said the month of May is beginning on a pious note with Buddha Purnima and extended his greetings to the people, noting that the teachings of Lord Buddha remain relevant today. 12 political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as a high-voltage campaign for the second and final phase of the assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Arambagh in Hooghly district and Bongao in North 24 Porgana's district today. Mr. Modi claimed ruling TMC's corruption and governance failures have pushed people to the edge. He said the resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. Alleging that the ruling TMC syndicate system is hindering mill operations, the Prime Minister asked people to house the state government for the benefit of farmers.
Kai sari jut mile aur plant band pade hain. Dashakon pehle jab Bharat mein sirf ambassador car banti thi, to uska karkhana yahan Uttar Pada mein tha. Aaj sthiti ye hai कि भारत इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल बना रहा है, दुनिया को एक्सपोर्ट कर रहा है, लेकिन बंगाल में पुराने प्लांट बंद हो रहे हैं। इस स्थिति को बदलना है। बंगाल को फिर से मिलों, फैक्ट्रियां और कारखानों का हब बनाना है।
Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail in West Bengal and addressed a rally at Tehatta in Nodia district. Mr. Shah promised a monthly assistance of 3,000 rupees for women starting from the month of May, 3,000 rupees for unemployed youth and 21,000 rupees for every pregnant woman for childcare if the BJP forms government in the state. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee is mostly staying in her own constituency, Bhavanipur, with multiple events lined up. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purvastoli Uttar and Purva Bordhaman district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim from tomorrow. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will visit Orchid Darium in Gangtok, which features world-class orchids experience center to showcase the ecological and floral heritage of the state. He will also participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. India is currently witnessing severe heatwave conditions across multiple regions, with 95 of the world's 100 hottest cities located in the country raising concerns over the impact of rising temperatures. According to data on global temperature trends, both in urban and rural areas, India is experiencing record-breaking heat, making it the epicenter of a global heatwave. Temperatures in many regions have surpassed 40 degrees Celsius, with some locations reaching close to 45 degrees Celsius, marking a trend towards increasingly intense pre-summer heat waves. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl against Kolkata Knight Riders. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.